Thank you so much for choosing us. Amen. We are certainly in a conversation this morning. And yeah, I mean, would you send your child to a disciplinary, some sort of maybe for lack of a better word as well, they would send their children to boarding school, constantly they're misbehaving. So that's what we're chatting about this morning. Would you send consider even sending your child to a boot camp or disciplinary camp if they were constantly misbehaving and not listening to you? Well, you can hit us up and we'll actually put you on. But when I bounce back again, I've got Usipiwe Sibiya. And she'll also just make it make sense this morning. Don't you go anywhere.
Raza FM, taking over Emalahleni on 106.4 FM.
Let's go!
Mpumalanga's best music. Rise FM.
And with that said, let us welcome Usipiwe Sibiya to the show. A very good morning to you, Sipiwe. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kuti. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Lovely, lovely. Hey, man, we're having a conversation right here on the Rise of Fame Breakfast. I mean, there's a breaking story as well that came to our eyes. And a 29-year-old son was actually admitted to Makubela's rehab camp, where he allegedly beaten up the children. And they were actually beaten up for refusing to follow the rules. And later, the 29-year-old actually died in hospital. So I'm asking, I mean, would a parent consider sending their children to boot camp? And with that said as well, I mean, the idea of sending your children to a disciplinary camp or even a boot camp, you know, when they misbehave is often discussed. And, you know, is it recommended? Is it a recommended approach? And what potential effects might this have on the child?
Okay, Kuti. That's such a tragedy. Kuti, a child had to die. That's really unfortunate. So I think before we talk about the recommendations, we first need to understand, Kuti, mostly what type of kids in the inverted commas that parents often send to disciplinary camps or boot camps. Mm. We're talking about children with severe behavioral problems. So parents are often very tired. They are extremely overwhelmed. The school's already complaining. So it's kind of like they are looking for a quick way of fixing the problem. However, the disciplinary camp or the boot camp kind of doesn't explore or resolve the root cause of the problem, because where is this coming from, you know? So I will say it might not be a recommended approach, although in their face value, it might offer like, okay, structure, tough love, discipline, but at the same time, as I've said, that most of those kids have severe behavioral problems. You find out some of them are already struggling with family issues and they don't have ways of communicating their feelings. The space sometimes is not even safe enough. So they will misbehave. Some of them, you find that maybe they are also struggling with academic challenges. Like Mbana, when they are struggling at school, they start mixing with the wrong...